Hello, and welcome back to episode 5 of the Professional Athlete Podcast. I'm joined again by my co-host, Alec Morris.
Afternoon, everyone. And well, you might be listening in the morning, but it's afternoon here.
And I am Jared Osborne.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, no one's forgetting who you are.
No. And we are both triathletes. I race professionally or in the professional wave, and Alec is an aspiring elite age grouper.
Oh, aspiring now.
And we're here just to chat all things triathlon and life. Yeah.
We're here on a nice sunny Canberra Friday afternoon post work. I'm in my work gear and Jared is in his work from home
gear.
Bogan tracksuit.
Yes. But we are excited about today's episode. We're going to hit you with our $3,000 challenge.
We are. $3,000 gear challenge. We'll get to that at the end of the podcast.
Yeah. But to start off with, let's recap our weeks. Alec,
yeah.
Your week.
It's been 2 weeks since we recorded the Q&A pod, but nothing really happened in that week. So let's just talk about our last week. I went up to Queensland, where my parents now live, and visited my mother for Mother's Day.
Very nice.
In the sort of northern Gold Coast. It was nice. It was a nice little break from life and work. And I think Canberra was really cold and rainy that weekend in the first few days. So I got back to Canberra sort of midway through the week and back into work. But it was just a nice little reset from life and good to see the parents. But it also reminded me how much riding on a bike is better
than
riding on like a stationary bike. The gym I go to up there just has a Peloton bike.
Which is, for those that might not
which
know.
Is like a, it's a luxury bike brand that just does indoor bikes, and you can do these little classes on the Peloton. It has this massive screen,
yes,
and you can pick all these different classes to do, and it's like there's weights on the back of the bike you can pick up, so you can do like these all body workouts to dance music. I unfortunately didn't do those. I had prescribed sessions to do on this Peloton bike,
the ultimate spin class bike.
Thankfully they're super adjustable, so I pretty much mirror my road bike setup on the Peloton, which isn't too bad. The power meter is shocking.
Mm.
It's horrible. It's
always blame the power meter.
Yeah, and there's no fan there, so it's like a nice little indoor heat session that I get to do.
And you had to ride for how long?
I didn't do my long ride there. I rented a really pretty mediocre road bike for that, which was a nice thing to do. But I did like a threshold and a tempo session on there.
Oh, lovely.
Which was
sweaty.
Rough. The amount of sweat at the bottom of the thing. Everyone in the gym was looking at me like I was a freak as well.
Yeah.
But who really cares, to be honest?
Yeah. Well, I guess you got to get it done, don't you?
Yeah. The other thing that trip reminded me of is how much I hate swimming by myself.
Yeah.
There's this beautiful outdoor pool I get to swim at, and it's hard to get through like even a 3K aerobic set
Which by pool yourself. Did you go to?
Just the one in there, like their suburb.
Oh, yes.
It's a nice outdoor pool. It's super nice. And then where my parents live, there's a significant elderly population.
Mm.
They're not in a nursing home or anything, but it's a certain demographic.
Yep.
And they kept stopping me and asking me if I was a professional swimmer and stuff, which was super, super nice. But
and you said yes, of course.
I did not say yes. No.
You also played some golf?
I said I've done a lot. I did. I played played at the Pines, which is a super nice golf course.
Do you have a handicap?
I don't have a handicap. It would be very high because obviously we don't get to play much. You don't mind a round of golf.
I don't mind a slap of the old stick.
Yeah, but it's a super difficult course. There's a lot of water.
At the Pines.
Very long fairways, but it's a beautiful course. So super lucky to be able to play on that.
So a nice weekend away.
Super nice weekend away. Very
extended,
refreshed
weekend.
And relaxed, but still got my training in, which was good.
That is good.
But flying Jetstar, my lord, that's difficult.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
I've not flown Jetstar in a long
don't
time.
Don't do it.
No.
It's just super cheap to get to the
I
Gold
don't
Coast.
Plan on doing it.
What about you? You've had probably a more exciting week with Ironman training and then your top secret supply.
New top secret. Not so secret. Yeah, I also was joined by my mother for Mother's Day.
Was that intentional? Deliberate?
Yeah.
And we know you listen to the podcast, so hopefully it was a nice Mother's Day.
Yep. We spent Mother's Day actually driving back from Melbourne.
Delightful.
So on the Friday, we went down to Melbourne and picked up the goods, which I'll touch on shortly. Then
I'll keep the people in suspense.
Yeah, you got to keep listening for another 5 minutes at least. Sorry. And then came back on Sunday and did a long ride on the trainer, 4 hours on Sunday afternoon when I got back. So last week was a bit of a hold week in terms of load. And then this week is just stepping up again. And it's been quite intense.
Yeah.
It's probably my biggest, well, not probably, it is my biggest volume I think I've ever done in triathlon.
Well, how about walk us through a week? Don't give away, you know, James's trade secrets. We'll have to ask him about represent his training,
yeah,
but
we can
give us a broad overview of, like, especially the heat sessions and some of the longer key sessions.
So I've hit some sort of heat session every day this week, whether that be like a heat specific trainer ride or just a sauna or something.
Mm-hmm.
But basically Monday was a build run that was like 15 Ks run. And that was like Monday's basically my easier day of the week. So that was nice to start the week off. Tuesday, just an easy ride in the morning into a swim. And I also introduced a run on a Tuesday starting this week, an extra run.
Is it a run off the bike or just a run?
Just a run.
Okay.
Just a little 25-minute run. And then in the afternoon we did a swim, which we actually joined by someone who's studying to be a sports scientist doing their PhD.
Nicole.
Yeah, and we did a 400 time trial in the pool, which was rough.
Sad I missed out on that one.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, swim in the morning at Tracy's squad, which we have talked about before on the podcast briefly, but we'll probably talk about it again.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday afternoon, treadmill run at the gym, no fans, so heat.
Are you getting looks at the gym during these like sweaty indoor runs?
Yeah. Yeah, I was profusely sweating and it's a bit obscene at a public gym when all the treadmills either side of you are taken and you're there just dropping sweat all over the treadmill.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that was an hour 15 in total. Did 17 or 18K on the treadmill.
Yeah, wow.
Thursday was a heat ride in the morning that really cooked me, really. Mm-hmm. So I had intervals basically and then a like high threshold or tempo. I always get them confused. Zone 4 intervals.
That's threshold, buddy.
Yep. And then so I had some of those into a tempo longer effort. And the aim was to hit a certain core temperature for the last two threshold efforts and then for the tempo effort.
Yep.
And I found it kind of hard to hit a core temperature and sustain it because it is such a delayed metric.
Yeah. How long do you reckon the delay is, like, in terms of minutes? I'm sure it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
The heat and intensity.
It kind of depends on like how you've dressed and how well ventilated you are. But I basically had winter kit on indoors on the trainer and turned the fans off and my core temperature jumped like 0.25 of a degree in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
I was targeting like upper 38 for those intervals. But like it's not the hardest in terms of power numbers, but geez, it just cooks you.
Mm. Yeah, I can attest to you a bit snarky or short with me over messages after that.
Yeah, well, I did that session and then like basically wasn't really even hungry, had a headache. So that's
cooking yourself.
Yeah, that was interesting. But then swam yesterday night, Thursday night. That wasn't the hardest swim, so that was all right.
And you did pretty well, I think, to recover.
Yeah.
From where I think you were.
Oh, yeah, I was in a bad spot at midday on Thursday. It was rough. And then into this morning, which was a 2-hour long run, just easy. Yep. And then the weekend will be big.
It's going to be big again.
Yeah, I think I've looked at it. I got, I think, 13 hours worth of training over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you better eat up, buddy.
Yeah.
You better start carbo loading for the weekend training.
Yeah, and a couple of sauna sessions. So
Yep.
We'll report back on that in the next episode we do, which will probably be more in-depth on what our training weeks look like.
Yeah, and you've got your Ironman-specific session day.
Day. Next Saturday.
Yeah. Maybe we'll record after then.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll just get the all okay from the coach to discuss that.
Yeah, I mean, your Strava's fully public,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. So. As I think every pro should be, but...
Yeah. I mean, the Norwegians are fully public, or mostly.
Yeah, apart from their power now.
Yeah.
But there is a way to calculate power that I've recently found out.
Yeah, there is.
Based off calories.
I think people are getting pretty accurate. Like, I see on Twitter, following the Giro, there's... I mean, obviously, there's probably going to be a margin for error, but...
Yeah, and I guess it's only average power. You can't really... But anyway, so that was my week.
Yeah, it's a big week.
Now going back to the big surprise.
Yep, which I think you've posted on your Instagram, haven't
you? Yeah, I have posted a little sneak peek of my new bike, my new KDEX bike. So that's what I went down to Melbourne to pick up. And it's looking pretty schmick.
It does. We're looking at it right now. And
it sits in the living room just here. I sometimes sleep with it. Depends how I feel, really.
Talk us through it. Talk us through what the bike is and the components on it.
Yeah, so the frame is obviously the KDEX frame. You might have seen Christian Blumenfeld riding it.
Yeah,
Sam Appleton's on it. Most recently would have been riding it at Port Mac.
This is a Grace Tech?
Yeah, Grace Tech rides it. So I've got that. It's disc brake, which is a welcome upgrade from the Trinity rim brakes. There's a lot more confidence in the stopping ability.
It actually stops.
Yeah, the brakes actually work. And then all, like, most up-to-date group sets, so the Durace DI2. And then I got rotor, crank set, power meter, chainring.
With 165 cranks?
Yeah, 165 mil cranks. It's technically a 56 tooth front chainring. But apparently Rotor have misprinted 55 on it, but I've counted them and there's 56.
And have you got 1128 on the back?
I think it's like an 1132 because it's 12 speed.
It's 12 speed, yeah.
Yeah, you got that extra wiggle room.
Yep.
And then it's also got a ride sync front end, basically. The KDEX bars, but then ride sync have helped set me up with the cups and the bike fit, so... Shout out to them. Thanks for that.
And you got KDEX wheels.
Yeah.
Quad spoke and a disc.
Yep. Quad spoke and disc.
Very nice.
Yeah, they are speedy.
And then are those what? Vittoria Corsa TTs?
Yeah, the Vittoria Corsa Speed Pros or something.
Nice tambours. It's a good
choice. I'm actually not sure if I'm going to run them in a race because I don't know what the puncture resistance is like on them compared to like the GP TTs. But yeah, the biggest reason for the upgrade was just to get some sort of integrated hydration and storage. Obviously, it's a lot to pay just for that. There was other reasons, but that was a big selling point as well, having that integrated hydration and storage component.
The Trinity's, it's getting on, like it's being replaced. Yeah. Luke Plapp's riding the new prototype disc Trinity, so it's an old bike, 2014.
Yeah, the Trinity model is definitely well dated. It's a nice bike.
It's a very nice bike.
You'll probably no doubt see it out and about if you're in Canberra or on the socials.
Yeah, we'll get some content for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is tomorrow the first like proper ride?
Yeah, tomorrow's the first ride outdoors on it. Yeah, we'll see how it handles. Yeah. So it'll be fun. All in the lead up to Cairns.
It'll be so weird riding without a top tube.
Yeah, I'm keen to see what that feels like.
Yeah.
Because I rode it in the car park down in Melbourne when I picked it up, and it feels great.
Yeah.
Like stiff.
Like stiff.
Yeah.
It would just be so weird looking down and seeing nothing.
Yeah. So that's the new bike.
That's super exciting.
Mm.
We'll check back in a week about how you like it, if you regret the purchase.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Cool. So sort of we knew that Jared was getting this bike and we'll record this pod. So sort of sticking with the gear, we put a poll or two polls on our Instagram page, which sort of asked for what would you want to hear, like a challenge on... Yeah. I guess you explain it. It was your poll. It was a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So we put up a poll like saying, if you were to basically get into triathlon,
yep,
and you were going to do a 70.3 as your first race, how much would you be willing to spend on equipment? Yep. Essentially, I don't think we specified that because we got a lot of people messaging us saying, like, what's the money going towards? Is it just equipment or is it like coaching?
Yeah, or race entry?
Yeah, race entries or accommodation, travel, yeah. Like training gear, all that stuff. But it was just purely for equipment that you would need basically to essentially finish the race.
Yeah, a local sort of 70.3. Yeah. Like, so we're in Canberra, it would be Challenge Canberra. If you're Sydney, you know, yeah. Western Sydney, 70.3.
Yeah, so with all the other expenses kind of minimized. Obviously, there's going to be expenses involved with training, but we haven't accounted for that.
Yeah, I think... getting like a coach. I mean, there's so many different price points. You could get a free online program. You could pay an online coach $100 a month or, you know, some of the coaches are charging $1,000 a month. So,
Yeah, but we've basically just approached it as like you're just one of the lads and just doing it for a laugh.
Or just to
like,
see if you
just
can do
to,
it.
Yeah, just to finish it basically. Just like entry into the sport. You don't want to go and spend a silly amount of money.
Mm. You just don't want to spend the price of the KDX.
You basically just want to tick off. Yeah, definitely not that much. you just want to tick off like a goal and say you can do it.
Yep.
And
like do a somewhat respectable time.
Yeah.
Not like being scared of, like say you're in your mid-20s, you're not wanting to be too scared of the cutoff times.
Oh, yeah. So we put up those polls and a lot of people were, so we put up either would you want to spend less than 3,000, 3,000 to 5,000 or over 5,000. And the majority of our votes were under 3,000 with the next most being 3 to 5,000. So for this challenge, we've just split it and we've gone 3,000 on the nose.
Yep.
As the amount we've given ourselves to spend. We also kind of decided that there would be like three main areas that you might want to spend the most amount of money being either a quality wetsuit, a bike or run race shoes.
Yep. And then we went through a list of sort of what we thought all the essential pieces of gear you would need are, and I'll quickly go through it. If you think we've missed one, let us know, but I think we're pretty covered. We pack for these a lot. But we started with a tri suit, like a triathlon specific race suit, goggles, a wetsuit, just assume it's going to be a cold race because most 70.3s, they make wetsuit legal.
Yeah, especially in Australia.
Yeah, a bike shoes, a helmet, running shoes, like racing running shoes or whatever you want, a race belt, a sports watch, a bike computer, and then sort of race day nutrition. So this is assuming you've already paid for your race entry and you live in the town or if you need to travel, that's sort of not accounted for in this. This is purely gear.
Yeah. So without further ado then.
Let's start. So we'll go through each item one by one and compare and sort of explain why we've gone with those choices.
Yeah.
So I'll start with the tri-suit.
Yep.
I found the 2XU core sleeved tri-suit.
Okay.
$189 brand new.
Interesting.
Online, currently on sale.
2XU.
2XU. Look, I'm...
Two times you,
whatever. I'm not the biggest fan. I tried their wetsuit and I wasn't in love with it.
So but, sleeved though?
Sleeved because it's faster. It's going to be faster than a short sleeved.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good value for money.
Yeah, okay.
So, and I was sort of thinking you don't want a secondhand.
Yeah, clothing is probably something that you can't really get away with secondhand.
Yeah.
What
did you pick?
So I went with the Wynn Volt High Velocity Triathlon suit.
Oh yeah.
Also brand new. And on sale as well, coming in at $269.
Oh, $100 more, or a bit less than $100
more. Yeah, but You get what you pay for.
Yeah. Also, you have a partnership with Wynn, so...
Yeah. Yeah, full disclosure, I do. But they do make good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's good quality. It would be better quality than the...
Yeah, I think that is one of their lower-end sleeved tri-suits.
But I was sort of thinking, like, how much of a difference will the aerodynamic benefit of the Wynn tri-suit make for someone that's going to go around, like, say, 6 hours?
Yeah.
But the Wynn could be more comfortable, more durable.
Yeah, like the type of fabrics they use might be different. But I think ballpark, you wouldn't want to spend more than $300 definitely on the tri-suit.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want anything top of the line because they're, you know, the Surpass ones are like $1,000 for a tri-suit. So.
Yeah, if you've got $3,000 to spend, you're definitely not buying one of those. Yeah.
Goggles. I still swim with $35 Speedo Opals. I think they're a quality goggle. So that's what I've gone. $35 for some Opals.
Very good. Well, when I was looking at goggles, I went on to Rebel Sport and I said, sort by price, lowest to highest, and picked the first adult ones that came up.
No.
So, yep. The Speedo Jet Swim Goggles, $17.99, brand new from Rebel Sport.
Hey, they're going to be so leaky.
Oh, well.
Remember those really cheap goggles I bought for training and then I forgot mine?
Yep, but it's only got to last you half an hour.
1.9K.
Yeah.
I don't know if our theoretical swimmer is going to be doing it in half an hour. They look horrific.
I'm just showing Alec a photo of them now.
They're going to snap. But hey, you do you.
Hey, well, we'll tell you at the end how much we've spent overall, and if there's room in the budget, you might want to just consider spending an extra $15 on goggles.
Yeah. Weddy, what wetsuit did you pick?
This is an interesting one, because I've actually got a wetsuit on sale Facebook Marketplace at the moment.
You can't do this.
But I did look, and there are other wetsuits that are of a similar price point.
Yeah.
But I'm selling on Marketplace at the moment... my Hoob Agilis wetsuit,
yeah,
secondhand, for $300, which is...
How much did you buy it for?
I think it was like $700 or $800
okay.
Aussie. It's yeah. Like, I got it on sale because Hoob do like this podium sale thing every now and again when their athletes get on the podium. But it was like, £400 or something when I bought it. So $300 for that. But I did notice there was a lot of other like Orca wetsuits or stuff like that. Around the $300, $400 mark.
Yeah.
What did you go with?
I went with the 2XU or 2XU R1 Ooh. Wetsuit I found on Marketplace secondhand.
Interesting after the amount of disgust you had at their last wetsuit.
Yeah, I don't like 2XU wetsuits, but great value for money.
Yeah, okay.
$120.
$120.
For a medium tall full body wetsuit.
Yeah, righto.
Secondhand in Sydney, but that's great value.
That's not bad value. $120 for a wetsuit.
Yeah. Like personally would never buy it. I still rock a sleeveless wetsuit because I love the shoulder mobility and I just need to buy a nice sailfish wetsuit.
Yeah.
But $120, you can't pass that up.
Yeah. If you're looking to save money, that, and you just need a wetsuit, that's
pretty good.
Probably definitely the way to go.
1.9K swim.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
know what sort of like level that's at. I think like what the mobility is like. Or
it looks pretty good. It's old, but it looks in good condition.
That was my only problem with like a wetsuit. You tend to get what you pay for with wetsuits, in terms of the materials they use and the mobility and buoyancy. Especially if you're like a beginner triathlete, the buoyancy is probably important.
Yeah. It was 4 mil thick. Which I think is plenty of buoyancy.
Yeah.
I think wetsuits are diminishing returns. Like, I think they're pretty, you get what you pay for sort of under $500-$600. And then it's diminishing returns above there. Like the difference between a $1,000 wetsuit and a $3,000 De Boer wetsuit is going to be pretty minimal.
Very minimal.
And there's a lot of YouTube videos about people trying wetsuits. And I remember we talked with someone about wetsuit testing, which is pretty hard to do unless you're in Tenerife. It's going to be personal preference, what cup fits you best, etc. Yeah.
I have heard a lot of people say that sometimes they like buying like the not the top version, the second top version, because It's just cheaper, but basically the same.
Yeah, I'm pretty skeptical about some of the price points of these wetsuits.
Yeah.
But hey, if I could have afforded a De Boer wetsuit, I would probably buy one.
Yeah, would be nice. But again, that's blowing the whole budget in one item.
That's more, do you want to do bike now or later?
I think we do.
Do it now?
Yeah.
Because this is probably our main budget.
Yeah, it's our main piece of equipment, really.
All right, I'll start.
Yep.
I'm conflicted between two, but I'll read them out, both what I got. One is a $1,700 size 54 Cervelo P2 with old Tegra DI2.
Yep.
Just alloy rims.
Yep.
So that's pretty good value.
$1,700.
It looks in good condition. It has, old Tegra and 105 components on it, but it's a full-on, it's a tri-bike, right?
Yep.
With rim brakes.
Yep. Does that have a power meter?
It does not have a power meter, but okay. I don't think you need one at this price point.
No, I don't think you do.
The other bike I was thinking about was a $1,600 Focus Zolco Max 2018 with disc brakes. So I think this depends if you currently have a road bike or you're happy just owning a triathlon bike.
Yeah.
If you already have a road bike or an older one you can train on and then you want a triathlon bike, I'd hit the Cervelo. If you don't own a bike at all, I'd get this Focus Zolco Max, pay another $100 for Aeron clip-on bars where you can get some profile design clip-on aero bars.
Right, eh?
For just under $100 on Marketplace, $98. Yep. And then I would spend $200 on brand new tires for the bike because I think it's a pretty good value for money change.
That is a good idea, actually. I didn't consider that.
And then some latex tubes, so add another 50 for that.
Yeah.
Either bike, I'd upgrade the tires immediately before race day.
Mm.
What'd you go for?
Well, I found on Facebook Marketplace secondhand a Cervelo P2.
Oh,
secondhand, $1,200.
Oh, can I see? That's pretty nice.
Pretty good value for money there. It is old.
Yeah, it's older than the one I found for $1,700. But it's a
56 frame size.
Yep.
It's a TT bike, a triathlon bike. It's not a road bike with clip-ons. It's a full-blown triathlon setup with aero bars. It comes with zip wheels. So that was a big selling point for me.
That's
so it comes
one.
With carbon wheels. The group sets, it's a 10-speed group set, so it's kind of dated.
Two generations old.
Yeah, but it is Dura-Race.
Oh.
So it's an old Dura-Race 10-speed.
That's not bad.
Which mechanical? I thought wasn't bad. Yeah, it's mechanical. I thought that's not bad for $1,200 getting was the top of the line
and
Shimano
group
set.
You would then have some money to, unless you go berserk in the run shoes or bike computer part.
So
you can upgrade that.
Yeah, I've gone with that for $1,200, the Cervelo P2.
Is that a power meter?
No, it doesn't have a power meter. But a big selling point for that was that it came with carbon wheels.
Yeah, that was something I was looking for as well. So the Focus I found does, but this Cervelo I found doesn't.
Yeah. So if you were to buy one that didn't, would you buy carbon wheels separately?
I don't have enough money left in my budget.
Mm.
I would focus on being aero with your body because your body makes most of the drag. So I would prioritize a TT bike over like carbon wheels.
One thing that I actually also didn't consider is a bike fit, which
we haven't. Though
you can
app,
kind of do yourself with AI
was
these days.
Pretty good. Like it got me in the ballpark. What was that?
I can't remember what it was called, but if you just go on App Store and search bike fit, it'll come up. Basically some apps you can just set up your phone to take a photo of you. You ride on the trainer or ride and get someone to take a video of you. And then you can basically measure all your angles from that video.
And it'll sort of give you the threshold.
It'll recommend like a range to adjust to. And that's not horrible.
Yeah. Cause bike fits can be pretty pricey, like $400 or $500.
Yeah.
I would say like if you're super uncomfortable, spend the money, but if you can bear it,
if you can bear it and you're just doing one race, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get away with it if you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the bike. That was definitely the biggest expense.
Yeah, but I think I'm surprised we found
good value for money, to be
some
found
of these bikes.
Yeah, especially in the secondhand market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bike shoes, hit me.
Righto. Again, marketplace, secondhand.
Yeah. Oh.
Shimano RP1. So it's not a tri shoe. It's just a road shoe. RP1, I'm going to say old, pretty old.
Yeah.
But they're in pretty good condition. $50.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, came with cleats already on, so you don't have to buy them extra.
Yeah,
I mean, bucks. They were pretty knocked up, so you might want to consider buying new ones, but yeah, $50. You?
I did brand new.
Oh.
Because I think, bike troops sort of changed to your foot.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I found Shimano RC300s.
Yeah.
$143 on 99 Jeez. Bucks. Like, that's pretty good.
That's good for a brand new shoe.
Yeah. Because I don't like wearing secondhand shoes too much.
You do have a weird thing for feet, don't you?
Thank you for wearing socks this episode, by the way.
Yeah, no worries.
I think that's a pretty good shoe. RC300s.
Yeah, they are. Not bad.
Yeah. Helmet.
You go for this one.
All right, I found a Met. I think it's Miles. A Met Miles.
Yeah, right.
Again, from $99.
Oh, yeah.
$129.
Brand new.
Brand new. So it's like an aero road bike helmet.
Oh, okay.
Not the most aero road bike helmet.
Yep.
But pretty good. I reckon TT helmet, I don't know. Our rider might not be going fast enough.
Interesting.
But I reckon you went a marketplace TT helmet.
Yep. If we don't get a Facebook Marketplace sponsorship by the end of this episode, then I don't know what we've got to do.
Yeah, I think Meta's going to sponsor us, huh?
But I did go Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
And I did go an aero helmet, and I've thrown all fashion advice straight out the window. I've gone a Giro Advantage 2 aero helmet, size medium.
Let's see it.
I'm going to show Alec a photo.
Oh, that is old school.
It is old school, full. What would you call that? Like the fin out the
back?
Yeah,
the sharp fin at the back. The
sharp point fin.
You know, that's going to stab you in the back. That could pierce the skin that on could, your back.
But it also just looks aero.
It does.
But $50.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is it the right size?
Yep, medium.
Is it good condition? Because mine has MIPS.
Yeah, this definitely doesn't have MIPS, but...
Yeah, I don't know if that helmet's going to do much in a crash.
Yeah, look.
But hey, no one plans on crashing.
Yeah. $50 for a helmet. I would take it.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Full aero. Yeah.
Nice. Bike computer.
Well, controversial opinion here.
I think we might have the same.
I've skipped it.
So have I.
Yeah.
So have I, because
you can get away with
the Garmin.
A watch.
Yeah. Exactly. I've also skipped, because bike computers are a few $100.
Yeah. I looked at it and I thought, hang on, you can just use one piece of kit.
Exactly.
For two here.
I've done the same thing.
And, all right. So we've both skipped the bike computer.
Well, that's boring. I was hoping to one-up you on that.
Well, why don't we just go straight to the watch then and say what we've done there.
Yep. I've found a Garmin Forerunner 245 on Marketplace for $200.
200. Yep. Nice. Yeah, that's pretty good. A what? A 945?
245.
Oh, 245.
That's what I have. I have a brand new one of those, and it's perfect. It does everything you want, even music.
Yep. Well, that's not a bad find, I suppose.
Yeah.
I went with a Garmin Forerunner 735.
Okay. So generation older, but nicer.
Yeah. And I think the main thing for me was just finding something that was compatible for both running and riding, because I skipped the bike computer. So
all the Forerunners will be.
Yeah, and something that you didn't have to buy. Like, obviously, wrist-based heart rate isn't the best, but it's still going to be better than nothing.
Yeah.
$250 on Marketplace, secondhand. Yep. It gives you all your metrics that you really want if you're just doing a triathlon for the fun of it.
I think most modern Garmins are going to have a bike and a run feature with GPS and heart rate.
Yeah. If you really want to be able to have more visibility, you can attach it to the bars on your bike and then take it off before the run and put put it on your wrist when you start running, or you can just wear it on the inside of the wrist so it's easier to see.
Yeah, something I see people do a lot.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, if you're trying to save costs,
yeah,
a bike computer is definitely something you could probably
skip. A lot of people in our group don't have bike computers, and they've never, like, they can hook their power meters up to their Garmins.
Yeah, you can set up the power meter to go to your watch. But neither of our bikes had power meters anyway.
This is so true.
But yeah, I think, yeah, the watch can definitely be a dual functioning.
Yeah, I wouldn't be wasting money on a bike computer.
Yeah.
Or you can even get your iPhone and buy like a little mount.
Yeah.
Because you can race with those.
Yeah, you can. And then just not go with any metrics for the run. I don't know if you can carry your phone on a run, but...
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, run shoes.
Yep.
To see what you've gone with.
I went with the second hand again. ASICS Metaspeed Sky.
Oh.
On Marketplace, $120.
Oh, that is good.
Size US 12.
Yeah, so you've gone with carbon. I guess this, to me, depends on how fast a runner you are.
Yeah.
Because if you're not that fast, no point. You're on carbon road shoes.
Yeah.
I've gone with a brand new pair of running shoes because I don't know how I feel about feet, people's feet.
Yeah, you are really... Yeah. Brand new run shoes, brand new bike shoes. You've
all got my time feet thing. All my time in France, they're weird about feet and I'm weird about feet.
We're picking up something here. That seems to be a trend.
I've gone with Nike Pegasus Zooms.
Do they have a carbon?
No carbon plate.
No carbon.
Because this person I don't think is needing the carbon plate. They're not
going to get any advantage from the carbon.
No, it's probably going to be a detriment with how sore it's going to make them.
Okay.
$150 brand new.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On sale at Foot Locker.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I know some people that run in the Pegasus and they like it.
Yeah, okay.
My feet, again on the feet, are too fat for Nike, so I don't use it, but some people love it.
Yeah, all right.
Race belt, I think I'm going to one-up you here.
You probably will. I just went with the Win race belt, $15.
Yeah, of course. $15?
$15.
Oh, okay, well, I haven't really one-up you. Triathlon Australia gives away free race belts.
Oh, do they?
At races. So at Noosa, I forgot my race belt. Went to Wind Republic, they had sold out.
Mm.
Walked over to the Triathlon Australia thing, they had a massive box of race belts.
You can also just use a shoelace or like one of the elastic shoelaces.
Yeah, but this looks more professional. Yeah, it's a Triathlon Australia and it's quite stylish.
Okay.
I think I wore it at Geelong, wore it at Noosa.
Yep.
It's a nice race belt.
Yeah, but well, two of them. You can't beat free, can you?
No, you can't. And hey, it says Triathlon Australia on it, so I felt cool.
Makes you look official.
Yeah. We've done watch. Yep. Both gone secondhand Garmins. So that sort of leads us with nutrition / miscellaneous. So, you know, someone reached out and said, you know, a high quality sports bra is really important for women out there. So, you know, she said that would set you back, what, $80 to $100?
Yeah. Well, I found one that was pretty decent, again, on Win. For $60.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, that's something that if you're a female, you'd have to wear.
Don't know much about sports bras, but I reckon it's probably something pretty personal. Like some would work for others.
Yeah. Some people might already have sports bras if they've run or like worked out previously to joining triathlon. But again, you might want one specifically for triathlon that's
supportive. I know I'm not superstitious, but every time I do a swim race, I wear a brand new pair of goggles.
Because
it just doesn't fog up because the anti-spray fog doesn't work.
Yeah.
No chance of breakage. So every single like key race I do, from when I was swimming to even now in triathlon, I wear a brand new pair of goggles. $35 Opals.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if some people are the same with sports bras.
Brand new
For a race.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Can't
say I wear a brand new one for my race, but that might be a thing.
Well, have you seen the Aero sports bra things you can buy?
No.
Yeah, you send it to me on Instagram.
Oh, the Hoob Aero sleeves. Hoob?
Yeah, with the sleeves. It's like a little sports bra cut.
Yeah.
Aero sleeves. It goes under your suit.
Yeah.
So I think Hoob figured that ridges underneath on the base layer are really fast.
Yeah. But we're not buying one of those.
You could... big gains at Cairns.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's another potential expense.
Yeah, and I think it's left me with about $260 in my setup for nutrition.
Yeah, interesting.
So that's plenty of nutrition to get you through a 70.3. particularly because they're pretty well supported. So I'd buy a maltodextrin and then a mixture of gels. So what's a bag of malto for your water bottles?
$25. Yeah, I've gone with 2 bags of malto, so that's $50.
Yeah, wow. That's a lot of malto to have.
I counted for like the training before the race with that as well.
Yep. You've got to train your stomach on it.
Yeah. And then just a variety of gels.
Yeah, caffeine gels as well.
Yeah, for race day.
I think this is an assumption that you have socks or anything.
Yeah. There's obviously a lot of like equipment that you could get or might already have as a baseline that's not included here, like socks, a hat, stuff like that.
If you guys would do something drastically different, please let us know. I think the big variation in this is the bike, like how much.
So what was your total spend?
Well, I had 263 left to have nutrition. So let me pull it up on my phone. But it was probably higher than yours. It was 2,737.
Yeah, okay. And how much did you spend on the bike? 1,700 or 16?
1,700 plus new tyres, 200.
Yeah, okay.
So just under $2,000.
Yeah. My total spend was 2,481.
Wow, you went real far low.
Yeah, so that's well under the $3,000. But I also didn't consider new tyres. So I'd probably add that. That's another. So if you want to get like good quality tyres, maybe 150, $200.
Yeah, I think $200.
Yeah.
Like a GP is just under $100.
Yeah, and then some latex tubes.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to make quite a big difference as well.
Yeah, massive. And then you probably have enough money for a secondhand power meter.
Yeah, then with that, I'll have about $300 left over. So
yeah, you could easily get a power meter for that.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Maybe you could put that in.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, so I think the biggest differences were the bike. You spent $500 more on the bike. I managed to snag a bargain there.
Mine has DI2.
Yeah. Oh, did it have DI2?
Ultegra DI2, 11 speed.
Yeah, that's big then.
On a TT bike.
Yeah.
And then the Focus I chose is just Ultegra mechanical.
Yeah. See, mine's just 10 speed mechanical.
Yeah, so that's a lot could go wrong there.
A lot could go wrong, but it's a risk I'm willing to take.
I mean, people go pretty fast on mechanical. Like Jacob in our squad, he still rolls some mechanical Ultegra.
Yeah.
Plenty of people are doing
fast
times with. But I think on a TT bike, the ease of DI2 is it's pretty awesome. Like it's pretty useful to have.
Yeah, definitely. So basically my breakdown was $350 or so on the swim component. And then 1,300 on the bike and bike gear. And then about $350-$400 for the run component, and then 270 for a tri-suit and nutrition.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't break it down like you, but it was sort of roughly, $300 for the swim, $2,000 for the bike, a bit over $2,000 with the helmet and stuff, and then 350 for the run.
Yeah.
So running and swimming, cheap.
Cheap. Bike riding, cycling, not expensive. Not cheap.
And I think your Kdex can...
can definitely attest to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's always just N plus one, really.
Yeah.
With all this gear. True. So.
You're going gravel, giant gravel bike next?
Maybe. I'll have to sell a lot of things before I can buy that. But yeah, that's our 3K challenge.
Yeah.
I think we both passed.
Yep.
We both spent under $3,000 and got all the required equipment. Don't know if it would actually finish the race, but we'd definitely get to the start line.
It definitely would. Like,
yeah, it should.
You take the bike in for a little mechanic visit.
Yeah, yeah. I think it would pass with flying colours.
Yeah, people definitely do with worse gear than that.
But yeah, moral of the story is it is an expensive sport. But
cycling is expensive.
Yeah, you can definitely find things out there to work with a budget. If you want to get into the sport, like $3,000 is by no means cheap. But there's definitely equipment out there that caters to different price brackets.
Mm.
And if you're willing to look and drive for a hard bargain, you can get one.
Yeah, and then travel. Like my marketplace, I think that one thing I found was in Melbourne and one in Sydney. So
Postage or getting it delivered or picking it up might be part of the expense.
Yeah. Let's not account for that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I actually quite enjoyed looking through some of the bargains. I was surprised we could get wetsuits so cheaply.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the time of year where there's more wetsuits being sold, but the wetsuit surprised me. I was sort of, you know, mentally like, oh, it's going to cost $400 or $500 for a wetty.
Yeah. But yeah, I was surprised I could find a bike that was like decent for that price as well. Yeah, $1,200 for a bike that's a triathlon bike.
Yeah, no bike computer, big money saver.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Secondhand shoes though, I
suppose there wasn't that much of a difference between like secondhand and brand new shoes in the end.
Really. Yeah, I wonder what the quality difference is like though, because
yeah,
like buying, you know, Shimano S-Fire versus like the RC300s,
yeah,
probably pretty big comfort difference.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think a lot of secondhand gear in terms of like non-clothing related items, definitely a hack for getting good value for money.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, let's wrap it up for this week.
All right.
So thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
We will. I think next week we're going to do an episode where we go more in depth on our training.
Okay.
Because I've had a few people say that that's something they'd want to hear. And people always want to just hear numbers and specifics about training. So I think maybe we just do a deep dive.
Yeah, I better get my bike numbers up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Next week will also handily be my biggest load to date. So that'll tie in nicely. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the little 3K challenge. If you've got any qualms or want to raise anything that you think you might spend differently or where we've misspent our own little funds,
yeah,
don't be afraid to give us your opinions too. But yeah, hopefully that's a good little bit of an indication of what we'd spend our money on. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Hope you have a good week on the training track or at work or otherwise. And we'll catch you next week.
Ka-chow. You had a little testy pop then, didn't
ka-chow.
You?
Ka-chow.